Bar Table Track 1.
Well, well, well. Hello. How are you guys? This is Bobby Benton. I am back with another podcast today. Today, I finally have something to demonstrate, which is good. Today's January 30th, 2012. Well, what do you know? We're at the end of January, just about. Today, I am going to demonstrate what you've all requested, which is Switch Sound File Converter. Yes, the program Switch. Now, some of you all know about this program. Some of you don't. A lot of people don't, as a matter of fact. I looked at all the blind sites to make sure I wasn't copying anybody's ideas, and I'm not, which is great. I haven't found one podcast on this. The NCH Suite. Now, let me tell you something about Switch. About a month ago, it was not free. There was only a paid version. Well, for the past month, I've been finding out that there is a free version of Switch Sound File Converter, which is wonderful. And this thing converts to many, many, many different formats. Depending on if you know about it and what version you have, you may have a version that I don't have, but I have the latest version, which is 4.22. Now, before I get started here, I just want to address a very important issue with you guys. I am willing to help you on your computer with installing AVG or whatever, or doing maintenance on your system. I will be there to help you, but I will not do a tandem session with you if you will not contact me by phone, because I don't know how to use Skype. So, I had a situation where someone emailed me and said that, you know, they were not going to communicate with me by phone, but they wanted me to check their computer because they had a problem with Internet Explorer. Now, I checked the person's computer, and just to let you know one thing, I cannot respond or talk to you by email when I am working on your computer. So I felt very, very uncomfortable about it, extremely uncomfortable. I am willing to do tandem session with you. Now, I'm limited to tech support, but I am willing, very willing to help you do it. And if you need assistance, email me, and you have to call me on the phone. It's very important that you email me with a phone number where I can call you, because I will never, ever do that again. Very important. I felt extremely uncomfortable about going into somebody else's computer with their permission, but not talking to them. It's very bad, because then I have to get off of the tandem and email them, tell them what I'm going to do. I am not going to do it anymore. So if you want help on something I can help you with, please email me your phone number and I will get back to you. Now to the demonstration. Now, NCH, as we all know, it is a very powerful, powerful website. It has tons and tons of things that we can look at. And today I am going to demonstrate Switch. But before I do that, how about I take you on a tour of all the things that we have to play with? Now, I'm in Audacity right now, so I'm going to go to the desktop. I'm going to do Windows M for desktop. Hold on, the mic's in my hand. I need to set the mic down on the desk while I'm going to the desktop.
Windows M desktop folder view list view. Audacity 1.3 beta Unicode 8 of 10. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, now you know what I'm going to do? I am going to open up the suite and let you hear everything that's in it before I even demonstrate it, because I am going to be doing several podcasts, possibly, I don't know, I can't promise you, on different things that I have demonstrated, and I am going to do a Windows key with all programs. I'm going to go to all programs submenu here, so hold on a second here. I just want to show you everything that's in this NCH menu before I really get into it.
Menu. Search box. Edit. Type text in this at Windows Media Player submenu. 1 of 10. W. A. Audacity 1. A. All programs submenu. A.
Here we are in all programs. Now I'm going to open it up.
Enter. Back submenu. A. Super anti-spear closed.
Super
37 of 37.
I want to go to letter N for NCH. And another thing is, I keep getting requests. I don't like being pressured to do podcasts. I love doing them. I got a request for Super Anti-Spyware. I will be doing that eventually, but I want to get off the cleaning and the maintenance this time. So we're going to do N for NCH.
An NCH software suite closed.
Oh, wow. What a suite here. Now, wait till I open this up.
NCH software suite. Open 17 items.
17 items in this. Now, I am going to be reading to you all the 17 items that are here. Here we go.
Level 2. Accounting software. Level 1. NCH software suite.
I just want to make
open
sure I'm
17
in the right
items.
Here. I am going to tell you everything that's in here, and you are going to love this suite. And you know what? Business users use it. NCH is not just an audio suite. It's for business. It's for home. It's for pleasure. Anything you want. I'm going to show you everything that's in here.
Level 2. Accounting software. 1 of 17.
Accounting software. I don't know if I will be demonstrating this. Listen to this.
Classic FTP software. C.
Classic FTP. I might be able to do that. I don't know.
Doxillion document converter.
Doxillion.
D. Express Burn CD, DVD, or Blu-ray. E.
Yes, we want to do that.
Express Ectate Recorder. E.
Yes, maybe not.
Express Rip CD Ripper. E.
That I think I'm going to do because no one has a Rip Ripper.
Express Zip File Compression. E. Graphics File Converter. G.
Good.
Invoking Software. I. Mixpad Multi-Track Mixer. M.
Might do that. I really have to practice with these before I go fooling around here.
Prism Video File Format Converter, P.
Maybe.
Record Pad Sound Recorder, R.
Pad might do, might not do.
Sound Tap Streaming Recorder, S. Switch Sound File Converter, S.
I am going to be demonstrating that, just give me a second.
Video Capture Software, V. Video Pad Video Editor, V. WavePad Sound Editor, W.
I have that on my computer as well, but I am using Audacity today.
Level 1, Online Services, Close. Level 2, WavePad Sound Editor,
okay,
17
let me get
of 17,
out of this.
W.
We're all done here. WavePad was the last one.
Alt Tab, leaving menus, Audacity, Table Track 1. Windows M, Desktop, Folder View, List View, Audacity 1.3, Switch Sound File Converter.
Here we are. Now we're going to get started with Switch. Now I did that.
Enter. Switch Sound File Converter Dialog. Save to Folder. Open Output Folder Button. To activate, press Spacebar.
Now, before I start tabbing around here, I can do the Alt menu, and this is very, very, very user-friendly. I mean, a lot of people have been asking me to do this podcast, and here it is. So, I'm going to go hit my Alt key and let you hear all the menus here. And it shouldn't take too long. It's a very simple little program here. It's called Switch. And pray to the Lord, hope I don't screw this up. Now, I'm going to go to the Alt key now.
Menu, File. To move through
file
items,
menu.
Press up or down arrow.
Menu here. Now, I'm going to go down, and you're going to hear all the choices here about what's here. And then after I do all that, I am going to show you how to convert with it. So, here we go.
File menu. Add file as dot 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 alt plus A.
We're going to add files.
Add folder dot 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 alt plus F.
You can add a whole folder so you can walk away from your computer. Like, let's say you have 1,000 tunes. Like, let's say you have a music library and let's say you're online, right? And you download a ton of tunes or, you know, you just, you have a record collection that you did and you don't feel like converting it right away. You can go and you could convert the whole folder or
add file as dot 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 alt plus
A. Add the file, which I went back up because I wanted to let you hear the speech say add file.
Add folder dot 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 alt plus F.
Add folder. Now I'm going to keep going down and you're going to hear the rest of the choices here.
Add CDF for A.
Add CD. Now that's if you want to, you know, if you put your CD in the CD tray and you just want to add, that's a new feature that was born, let's see, last summer. So if you don't have this version, you're not going to have all these choices here. Some of them you will have, some of them you won't.
Add DVD F6A.
Add DVD. Now this, I think, could convert a DVD into an MP3. I don't have any DVDs to demonstrate today, but if you want me to do a switch part 2, I will. I'm just not prepared to really...
Remove, delete, unavailable, R.
Remove, delete. Now that's unavailable because I don't have anything selected here. And we're going to get to that as soon as possible here.
Remove all files, Alt plus E, unavailable, R.
Remove all files. I don't have anything here either.
Select all files, Control plus A, unavailable.
Select all. I don't have that. I don't have files here to convert yet because I want to show you how to do it.
Play space, unavailable, P.
Play space, no, I don't have anything here.
Launch submenu.
Launch. Okay, you know what? Maybe I'll go into the launch menu for you guys. I gotta close some of this out, though.
Enter WavePad. W.
WavePad. You can launch anything in this menu.
MixPad. M.
MixPad. I don't have MixPad, so I can't launch it.
Express Burn. E.
Express Burn. Now, somebody else did a podcast on that, I found out, so I will not be... Unless you want me to update the podcast, I will. Unless you want me to do a part 2 on it, I will.
Express Rip. E.
Express Rip. I am planning to do that at some point. Whenever you want, I will do it.
Record Pad. R.
Record Pad. I could do it, but that you have to pay for. That's only a paid program.
SoundTap. S.
SoundTap. Okay, SoundTap, I think, I don't know anything about that program because I haven't played with it.
Broadwave, B.
Broadwave. That's for broadcasting, or I think it's a reverb program for, like, concerts and stuff.
Slice, S.
Slice. Slice, what that does is that splits audio files into multiple tracks. Like, let's say you got a cassette tape or a CD, but the CD is only written in one track. You want to be able to divide that into multiple tracks. So, I don't have Slice. I don't know how to really use it, but I will learn. I will learn with you, and you will learn with me.
Stamp, S.
Stamp, I have no idea what that is. We're in the launch menu. I want to do this slowly because I want you to hear all the options that are here in the whole program.
WavePad, W.
WavePad, okay, I think we're back around. Let me just...
MixPad, M.
Yeah, we're back around here, so I could close this out with an Alt-Tab, or maybe an Alt-F4.
Alt-F4, leaving menus.
Good, I think I was able to,
Menu bar, to navigate, press left, menu, system menu, restore, close, C. Alt-Tap menu bar. Leaving menu bar. Audacity. Table track 1. Alt-Tap menu bar. File. To navigate, press left or right arrow. F. Alt-Tap. Leaving menu bar. Table
Hold
track
on
1.
Hold on a second here. Just want to make sure that, you know, I left the menu. I don't know how to do this. Oh, by the way, I'm on a new website now, and I want to just bring that also to your attention before I go a little further into this. I am at JeffsInfoWorld.org now, because the Blind Geek Zone is supposed to be moving to Dream Hosts, and that's another thing that why I moved to Jeff's Info World. So Jeffrey Miller, I want to thank him so much for posting all my stuff. Okay, so I just wanted to stop right here and just give a little bit of that. So let me go back to Switch because I exited Switch.
Alt-Tab. Windows M. Desktop. Folder view. S. WavePad. Switch sound. Enter. Switch sound file converter dialog. Save to folder. Open output folder button. To activate, press spacebar.
Okay, so I am back in Switch now that I did the Alt key. I still have to do more menus in the Alt key. I only did the first part of the menus. Okay, let me go to the Alt key again and just let you hear everything that's in here, and then I'll press Escape, and we'll go to the nitty-gritty of actually converting to WMA, MP3. Ah, we're going to have fun today. AAC, AMR, all the things again, but some we're not going to be able to convert. It's going to tell me that we have to be in the plus version, so here we go.
Menu, file, to move through items, prep, convert, C.
Okay, now we can go to the convert menu.
Convert menu, convert files, F3, unavailable, C. Convert audio stream, control, plus N, C.
Because I have nothing selected.
Open input folder, unavailable, open output folder. Convert files, F3, unavailable, convert audio stream, control, plus, open input, open, convert files, F, convert audio stream, control, plus, open input folder, open output, edit menu, edit audio and WavePad, F8, unavailable, E.
Now this is the edit menu. I'm gonna go through that with you too. NCH, just to let you know, it's a very, very powerful suite. To purchase Switch, if you wanna convert AAC, AMR, and all those, it's only $30 to purchase it. So, what happened was, let me tell you what happened. I purchased it about, 6 months ago, but what happened was, the update expired. The only thing bad about this software is that you have to purchase it every couple of months. So I decided that I wasn't going to purchase it because I found the free version. So here we go again.
Edit audio tag, control, plus D, unavailable.
Edit audio tag. It's going to wait.
Edit audio tag, control, plus D, unavailable. Edit audio and WavePad, F8, unavailable. Help menu. Help content, F1,
H. Oh, here's the help menu.
Switch sound, purchase switch, technical support, purchase switch sound file converter plus P.
Okay, it said convert switch sound converter verter file plus. Okay. We don't want to go there because, I did purchase it, but they said I could not keep the license. For whatever reason, they wanted me to purchase again, and I just said the heck with it. I just found out about a free version.
Technical support page, T.
Technical support page, no, we're not going to go there.
Send improvement suggestion or feedback, S. Send bug report, S. Sign up to newsletter, install related tools and extras, ..
That I've done. And there's some free ones, but a lot of these you have to pay for.
Check for updated version, .. C.
I have the updated version, so I'm not going to bother going into that.
NCH software homepage. About Switch Sound File Converter. Help Contents F1. System Menu. Restore. Help Menu. Help Contents F1.
Okay, that's about it for this menu. Now I'm going to Alt-Tab out of it and, Escape.
Escape. Help. H. Escape. Leaving Menus. Open Output Folder button. To activate, press Spacebar.
Now what I'm going to do is I am going to grab some files. I got two files here. Now, just to let you know, I do not keep any tunes in my computer because I feel uncomfortable about keeping tunes there because I have to worry about either the computer crashing or, and plus it takes up disk space. I keep all my music, just for your information, I got a Victor Reader Stream. I keep all my music on an SD card. And I also keep music on a backup external drive. So what I did was I put stuff in the My Music folder so I could show you how to convert. Now, here we go. Now, it's a little bit buggy because when you have an MP3, it doesn't reconvert unless you go to WMA and then back to MP3. So it's a little buggy there, the newest version. So just to let you know, just watch out for that and, you know, I'll go through the menus with you here. I just wanted to tell you that. And, okay, here we go.
Tap output format, combo box, .mp3, 13 of 23.
Now,
to change the selection, use the arrow keys.
I'm not going to go to my Alt key. I'm going to press the shortcut key, which is Alt F for add folder. I'm going to add the whole folder My Music because there's only two files in it. And it's a very quick conversion process. You will see as we go through that the files I have to convert are Rocky Horror Picture Show, Touch a Touch a Touch Me, I think I have that one. I also have something that someone gave me on a cassette, which is My Way. It's by a guy named Michael Cooney. So, let's go ahead and do this. So, here we go.
Alt-F, browse for folder dialog, locate folder dot dot dot, OK button, to act, tap cancel but tap, locate folder dot dot dot, tree view, my music, 6 of 10, to move through, or expand, tap browse for full, tap OK, space, open output folder button,
now,
to activate, press space bar.
Open the output folder, it does that automatically, so I don't have to space on that. Now I can go through, I want to go through all the things that we can do. And you are going to love it. I'm going to let you love it every minute. You're going to freak out when you hear everything because it was very limited to certain things. It didn't do many things back when I got my first version. And I was also using another program, which I hated, called NBX Audio Converter, but we're not using... When my XP box crashed, I went to Windows 7 and I got rid of it. I threw it in the trash. So here we go with all the things we can do. Because that only converted to MP3 WMA Vox. It was so limited. So is Switch. So here we go.
Tap output format, combo box, dot MP3, 13 of 23. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Dot M4A.
M4A.
Dot M3U.
M3U.
Dot GSM.
Dot GSM. I have no idea what that is.
Dot FLAC.
FLAC. I don't like it. I think it's a large file.
.caf.
.caf. I don't know what that is.
.o.
.o.
.ape.
.ake.
.amr.
.amr. Now that, I'll explain to you. I don't know if that file is actually good for music, but it's good for us because we use it for our talking books.
.afc.
.afc. I don't know what that is.
.afc.
.afc.
.afc. .aac.
AAC, that's an iTunes format.
.afc. .aac.
And that was not an option when I first started using this program. So I'll go through with you one more time so that, you know, I can familiarize with you, before I start messing around with converting. Okay. And we're gonna go to WMA, however, but I just wanna show you all the things that are in here.
.aac.
.aac, that's iTunes.
.afc.
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 .afc again.
.afc.
Or .afc. Or .th or .afc. .afc, I don't know how it's pronouncing.
.amr.
.amr.
.ape.
.ake.
.o.
.o.
.caf.
.caf, I have no idea what these are.
.flac.
.flac, I have to learn what all these things are. I asked people, they didn't know.
.gsm.
.gsm, I have no idea what that is.
.m3u.
.m3u.
.m4a. .m3u.
Oh, let me go back up to M3. M3u is another iTunes format, too.
.m4a.
.m4a.
.mp3.
.mp3.
.mpc.
.mpc.
.og.
.og. Og Vorbis is very compressed. I think it sounds not too good. I don't like Og. I hate Og. Some people love Og. Some people like to rip in it. I don't. I hate Og.
.pls.
.pls. Uh-uh.
.raw.
.rar? No, that's a little large.
.rss.
.rss, I have no idea what that is.
.spx.
SPX, never used it.
.vox.
Vox, that's a voice file. That's for your voice. Vox is a file you can convert voice files to. That I once in a while use when I'm doing spoken word.
.wav.
.wave. That's too large for me. I like mine nice and small.
.wma.
.wma.
.wpl.
.wpl. Now, let me go back to MP3 and show you all the encoders and stuff. This is gonna take me a while because there's a lot in these menus that I wanna just get at. So, if you, stay tuned, I will be happy to entertain you. I am gonna show you all the encoder settings for each thing, which I'm gonna go...
Dot A, dot A, dot,
I wanna go to MP3.
MPC. MP3.
Okay, here we are at MP3. Now, Alt-O is the encoder settings for MP3. So, that is the command The command is Alt-O. If you want to go in and set your bitrate, Alt-O is for all the encoders that you want to set. Now, I'm going to show you all the things that we, all the bitrates that are here. So, here we go.
Alt-O MP3 encoder settings dialog, encoder bitrate variable bitrate VBR radio button chat, 1 of 1. To change the selection, press encoder bitrate constant.
Constant and variable bitrate. We have to use our JAWS cursor, but for now we're going to do constant bitrate.
Tap encoder bitrate bitrate KBPS combo box 320 17 of 17
to change the selection.
Use the arrow keys.
I had mine set on variable bitrate, but I'm going to show you all the bitrates here before we go ahead and convert.
256.
256 we have.
224.
224.
192.
192.
160.
160.
128.
128.
112.
112.
96.
96.
80.
80.
64. 56.
64.
64.
56.
48.
48.
40.
40.
32.
32.
24.
24.
16.
16.
8.
8. So 8-bit, that's the lowest you could go. Now, I don't know anybody that uses 8-bit. If I want to talk, I use variable bitrate 64, but when I record music, I go to the variable bitrate guy. I keep it at 56. You can do that with music. So, and it sounds very good, actually, in my opinion. 128 is a little too big because I have a 32 gig SD card, and I like to fit a lot of things. The smaller you make the file, you're gonna lose your quality, but 56 is the lowest you can go. If you go any lower, you will destroy your file. So, I'm just giving you that helpful hint. So, let's see what we got here.
16, 24, 32, 40, 40, 50, 60, 8, 90, 100, 100, 100, 100, 200, 200, 300, 200, 320.
Let me get out of this, okay?
Tap encoder bit, tap other channel, tap other include, tap restore to tap OK button. To activate, press spacebar. Tap cancel but tap help button. Tap encoder bitrate constant bitrate CBR radio button chat.
Now,
1 of 1.
To
change the selection, press
to,
up or down arrow.
I'm going to go to my JAWS cursor because that's the best way we could do this. I don't know why it doesn't work with the arrow keys, but the new version, constant and variable. I like variable because I like to hear the drum beats at different things. And here we go.
Root JAWS to PC. Bitrate KBBS. Check quarter circle variable bitrate VBR radio button not checked.
Now I'm going to do a mouse click here.
Left mouse button. Encoder bitrate variable bitrate VBR radio button checked. 1 of 1.
See,
to change the selection, press up
do.
Or
now
down
I'm gonna
arrow.
Go back to the PC cursor so I can resume this.
PC cursor.
Now we're going to look at the encoder settings here too.
Tap encoder bitrate minimum bitrate KBPS combo box 56 7 of 17 to change the selection. Use the arrow keys.
It sounds very good to me. It's pretty bassy. It doesn't bother me to listen to things in 56. I love listening to things in 56 KBPS. It's a little bit like 120, maybe a little less quality. But if you want to fit about 18,000 tunes on your Victor or your iPod or whatever you got, if you have a 32 gig, make the file smaller. That's what I do. Now here we go with the variable bit rate.
48.
48.
40.
40.
32.
32.
24.
24.
16.
16.
8.
8. So the bit rate's the same there too.
6, 20, 30, 40, 48, 56, 64. 56.
You know what? I'm gonna leave it at that, and because I don't want to change that. I'm gonna escape out of here.
Escape. Output format. Combo box. .mp3. 13 of 23.
Just
to change the selection,
you,
use the arrow keys.
I decided, you know, I'll maybe do a switch part two. I don't know, but there's a lot of things we can convert to. Like Windows Audio Professional. There's a bunch of things here. It's going to take a little long to get... I just wanted to show you all the MP3 bit rates, to show you all the bit rates we can do. Now we can start converting. Now I will go to the conversion part. Here we go.
Alt-F, browse for folder dialog, locate folder dot dot dot, OK button, to activate
now,
press spacebar.
I'm going to press OK when I get to my music. I'm going to tab here.
Tap cancel button, to activate press spacebar. Tap locate folder dot dot dot, tree view, my music, 6 of 10, to move through, or expand items you tap browse, tap OK button, space open output folder button, to activate
now,
press spacebar.
I have two files here that I'm going to be converting for you guys, and I'm going to see if there's any possible way I can convert while I'm recording here, so here we go.
Tap output format, combo box, dot mp3. 13
now,
of 23. To change
gonna,
the selection, use the arrow keys.
Let me show you what happens. I'm going to press F3, and it's going to sit there and do nothing. I don't know why this is. I am going to have to email NCH and tell them that there's a bug in their software here. So I'm going to press F3 here.
F3. Open output folder button. To activate, press spacebar.
Okay, well, it's sitting here. I'm going to press F3 again.
F3.
We're going to see what happens here. Just wait a few seconds. We'll see. Okay, absolutely nothing. Nothing. Nothing is happening. So, here we go. I am going to be doing this. I have to go to WMA in order to convert to MP3. I don't know why. If anybody could tell me why or how to adjust settings in here, you can email me. I'll give you my contact while I'm doing this podcast. My email is bvinton@optoptonline.net. bvinton@optoptonline.net. Okay, let's continue here. I just wanted to give you my contact information because sometimes I could be forgetful, and I'm so happy I was able to do this earlier. Usually I'm just doing these podcasts once a month, but here I go.
Tap output format, combo box, dot mp3, 13 of 23.
Okay.
To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Now what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to go to WMA and convert up and then convert back down again.
Dot mpc, dot og. Dot PLA, dot RAW, dot R, dot S, dot VA, dot WAV, dot W, dot W.
WPL, that's a Windows Media Format.
Dot WMA.
So now I'm going to have to go to Windows Media Audio Format, and I'm going to show you that we have to convert this way. So I don't know why. When I had my older versions, I could convert over something with, I could make something in MP3 without going to WMA. That's a bug. I'm going to have to speak to NCH about it, or if anyone wants to email me and tell me why that is. Here we go. Now I'm going to press F3 to convert.
F3. Saving audio file dialog. Converting file 1 of 4. Rocky Horror Picture Show. Touch A, touch A, touch me, please wait, dot, dot, dot. Cancel button. To activate, press spacebar. 1%, 100%. Open output folder button. To activate, press spacebar.
Okay, that's a, output folder. Now, see what I mean? It converts, but you have to go up and down. You have to convert to WMA, you have to convert to MP3. It's a problem I'm having, and if there's anything I can do to fix it, if you could tell me what to do, that's the only problem, little minor glitch I have here. Now I'm going to convert back to MP3.
Tap output format, combo box, dot WMA, twint, dot WAV, dot VOX, dot SVA, dot RSA, dot RAW, dot PLS, dot OG, dot MPC, dot MP3.
Here we go, MP3. I'm going to press F3 again. I'm not going through the alt menu because I went through most of the menus already. I'm going to see, maybe I'll go into the rest of the menus maybe after I convert. I have to look at the program with you guys because I'm talking to you, not at you, so this is fun. I'm finally doing something that's not related to cleaning Windows or antivirus, so this is great. Now I'm at MP3, so here we go. I'm going to convert again.
F3. Saving audio file dialog. Switch sound file converter NCH software. Cancel button. To activate, press spacebar. 33%. 100%. 39%.
Now, as you notice, it is a little bit slower at converting.
79%.
So, the speech is going to interrupt me. And
100%.
I cannot interrupt this thing to pause the recording and then go back because you know, switch.
28%.
Yeah, see how nice this is? It's a little bit slower when you go to MP3.
59%.
So... Oh, boy.
89%.
It's gonna keep interrupting me.
100%. Open output folder button to activate press spacebar.
So, okay, here we go. Now, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna alt-tab back to Audacity, or should I go to... I can quote me. I'll close switch and go to My Music, maybe? Okay.
Alt-tab 4. Tap. Alt-tab menu bar. File. To navigate, press menu. File menu. New control plus open dot dot. Recent files submit. Close control plus W. Save project control plus S. Close control plus W. Unavailable. C. Escape menu bar. File. To navigate. Escape. Leaving menu bar. Audacity. Table track 1. Control escape menu. Search. Windows Media Play. Malware. Music. 4 of 10. Leaving menus.
Sorry
music.
About that,
items
guys.
View multi-select list box. Not selected Rocky Horror Picture Show. Touch me. 1 of 2.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna do the Rocky Horror Picture.
Their way.
I thought I wait. Oh yeah, I do have 2 files on here. Their way and touch me. I'm gonna be playing
Rocky Horror Picture Show. Touch me. Enter.
I was feeling down.
Yeah, see?
Couldn't win.
This is a 56 KBPS,
I'd only
by
ever
the way.
Kissed before. Too much. I thought there's no use getting.
Oh, this sounds good to me.
Into heavy petting. It only leads to trouble and seat wetting. Now all I want to know.
Alt F4. Music. Items view multi-select list box. Rocky Horror Picture Show. Touch me. Susan Sarandon. Rocky Horror Picture Show 1. Rocky Horror Picture Show. Touch me. 1 of 2.
So that does that. So we converted. Maybe I will do a switch part 2 if you want me to. Just let me know. bvinton@optonline.net is my contact info.
Alt F4, Audacity, table track 1.
Okay. I am going to go back to switch, so here we go.
Alt tab. Windows M, desktop, folder view list S. Wave, switch sound, enter. Switch sound file converter dialog, save to folder, open output folder button to activate press spacebar.
Okay, now, another thing I wanted to do is I wanted to go to the options menu because we didn't do the options menu in this, and then I will wrap up my podcast and end it right here and there, and, I will be doing another one next month. Any requests? As far as I know, maybe I'll do Super Anti-Spyware if you want to hear that one. But here we go. I have to look for the options menu, so... What I'm gonna do here is I can't do an alt though, that's encoders. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go to the alt key. I know we did this already, but here we go.
Menu, file, add folder dot dot, add CD, add DVD, remove delete, remove all, select all, play space, launch submenu, options dot dot
here
dot,
we
control
go.
Plus
I found,
O.
Okay, I found it, there's no problem here. I found the options menu.
Enter. Leaving menus. Options dialog. Overwrite page. When converting, if the destination file already exists... dot dot dot. Overwrite page. When converting, if the destination file already exists... dot dot dot. Overwrite options. Overwrite the file radio button checked. 2 of 5. To change
file,
the selection,
so
press up or down arrow.
Like, as I said, when I tried to convert to MP3, it just was not working. It just sat there. When I went through the menus with you guys and tried everything, I don't know what the problem is. So, anyway, I'm going to tab, and you're going to hear all the things that we can do here.
Tap OK button. Tap can't. Tap help button. Tap overwrite tab. To switch pages,
you know,
press control tab.
Okay, I'm going to... Wait.
Tap overwrite options. Overwrite. Tap OK button. Tap can't. Tap help button.
Okay,
to activate. Tap overwrite tab.
That's
to switch pages,
menu.
Press control
we
tab.
We're going to control tab, and I'm going to go through the next menu.
Conversions tab. To switch pages, press Control tab.
Okay, here's what I wanted to show you also.
Tab formats do not convert radio button checked. 3 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Okay.
Tap formats, delete source file after successful conversion, checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
I don't need, because I, you know what, just to let you know, I back up all my files before I do all this junk, so I am.
Tap errors, ignore error, and continue converting other files, radio button checked. 2 of 3. To tap audio processing, normalize files while converting, checkbox not checked. To check,
no,
press spacebar.
I don't like to do that because I like to go into, I like to import these in Audacity and do it that way. So that's the way I like to do them, and that's the way you will do them. So anyway, not you, but anyway, that's just a personal preference that I have.
Tap audio processing peak, normalize radio button checked. 1 of 2. To change tap decoder settings, remember settings for reading files only applicable to certain formats such as .raw and .vox, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
No, leave that unchecked because I don't use, I only use the two formats that I use if, depending on what I want to convert, or either WMA or MP3. That's all I use, so.
Tap OK button. Tap Help button. Tap Conversions tab. To switch pages, press Control tab.
Now let me see if there's another tab I can go to.
CD Tracks tab. To switch pages, press Control tab.
Okay, we got CD Tracks tab, so we'll go in there.
Tap CD track options, access internet database. To retrieve CD album details, checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
No, well, if you're working with a CD, yes, you can check that. Personal preference.
Tap file name format for converted files, artist track name. File extension, radio button checked. 1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
I don't see, when I rip a CD, I was using Roxio, but my license expired, and, I don't have Express Rip. Do you have to purchase Express Rip? Can you let me know? Because, my parents want to know, so that we can't find the details on that, so.
Tap automatic tag writing, copy track information from the CD database into the output file, audio tags, checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press space. Tap automatic tag writing, preview track information before writing to audio tags, checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, tap OK button. To tap can't tap help button. To tap CD tracks tab. To switch pages, press
Control
tab.
Control tab again. And we should be on the road.
Other tab. To switch pages, press Control tab.
Other. Okay. Now, I haven't gone into this in a couple of years, so just bear with me. We're into the other tab.
Tap run in background, run switch in background mode, slower, but useful if using other programs, checkbox not checked.
Keep
to check, press spacebar.
Slow down, like let's say you're multitasking and you know you want to do other things on your computer, so keep that slow down.
Tap sound playback, select a playback device, combo box, default playback device,
keep
1 of 4.
Now
to change the selection, use the arrow keys. Tap context menu, add switch to the Windows Explorer, right click menu, checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Yes, keep that.
Tap confirmation, produce, are you sure? Prompt when removing files from the list, checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press
keep
spacebar.
That.
Tap confirmation, warn when hard drive space drops below megabyte, checkbox checked. To
keep
clear
that.
Checkmark, press tap confirmation, edit spin box, 500. To set the
keep
value,
that.
Tap confirmation, spin control. To set the value, use the arrow keys. Tap duplicate files, prevent duplicate files from being added to list. This could be slow when file list is long, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
No, you know, I don't check that because, as I said, this version is a little buggy, so I don't get duplicate files. I never have, so I don't touch that.
Tap finishing notification, play sound on completion of the conversion process, checkbox not checked. To
now,
check, press spacebar.
I tried to check this, and it told me that I was going to have to purchase the plus version, so I'm gonna try this again with you guys, and we're gonna hear what it says.
Space checked. Tap Finishing Notification Bring Switch to Front on Completion of the Conversion Process Checkbox Not Checked. Tap OK button to activate Press Space Space Plus Version Required Dialog. The feature you are attempting to use is only available in the Plus version of this software. This requires an upgrade which you can purchase online. Do you want to view pricing or purchase online now? Special discount pricing ends at the end of January 32 hours, 0 minutes and 50 seconds. View prices button activate Press Space Bar.
You don't want
to
do that.
Tap no button to activate press spacebar.
I'm going to press Alt N for no.
Space options dialog, error dialog, accessing the free DB server is a feature available only in the plus version of Switch. OK button to activate press space switch sound file converter dialog, options dialog, CD tracks page, CD tracks page, CD track options access internet database to retrieve CD album details checkbox checked. Other page, run it. Right-click page. Customize your Windows Explorer. Right-click options.
Right-click
option
page,
one
guys.
Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
You know, I was talking over the speech, so I'm going to just tab and not talk, okay? Sorry about what I was doing before, but see that? I love to be notified when a file finishes, so I guess, you know, I will have to purchase the, I will have to tell my parents that I'm, you know, I do want to purchase the Plus version. Again. Which I have purchased, so.
Tap right click option 2 checkbox not checked.
No.
To check, tap right click option 3 checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Because I don't know option 1, option 2, option 3.
Tap OK button to activate, press tap cancel, tap help button, tap right click tab. To
right
switch pages,
tab.
Press control
now
tab.
I'm gonna do control tab again.
Overwrite tab. To switch pages, press control tab. Conversions tab. CD tracks tab. Other tab. To switch page. Right-click tab. To switch pages, press
control
tab.
Hey, you know what?
Tab.
I'm going to get out of here now. So, let's see. I'm going to press escape.
Escape. Open output folder button. Escape.
As you can see, this program is extremely, extremely user-friendly. And, it doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles. So, it's very, very simple. And... if you ask me, you know, what the best converter is, I will, if you want me to show you all the encoder options in another podcast, I will do a Switch Part 2, if necessary. I once again want to thank Jeffrey Miller for helping me, you know, because the location of the website that I tried to get on is, moving, so, I want to thank Jeffrey Miller once again for, you know, helping me get this, all these podcasts up. And let me tell you, Switch is not that expensive. The whole software suite, I am going to do a series on it. I will let you know when. But, another thing I'm going to be doing, and people have requested this for me, DVD Decryptor. Now, I played with it at, winter camp. I go on vacation quite a bit and I played with, you know, all sorts of, file things and learning how to convert and doing all sorts of things. Now, DVD Decryptor it's to take the protection off a DVD, so I might be doing that. But if you want me to do a Switch Part 2, I will do a Part 2, but for now, I am going to wrap it up because I am done for today, and I will leave my contact information. My contact information is bvinton@optonline.net. So, I'm going to wrap it up for today, wrapping it up for Bobby Vinton. If you have any questions or comments and want to email me, I will be happy to take your comments and questions. But I will not, I told you in the beginning before I started this podcast, I will not do a